Welcome back, guys. This week we've got some new things to the podcast, so enjoy it. Hopefully you will notice a lot of different things what we've got going on in this podcast. Let's kick it off. Yes, guys, I found a way of getting some little bit of extra FX sounds and that in the podcast now. So every week, I'll try and do it every week. It'd be quite hard because I have to use my computer to do all this as well as my phone. So things take time, but we're finally getting there as well. So this week I'm going to talk about animal care and what's the best things to keep ball python and stuff like that for all beginners and for all different levels. So let's get started. The ball python is the most common pet python, mainly because they have great companions for snakes. Snake owners, for any skill level, they can be quite shy, not too big, are friendly, and caring for them is pretty straightforward. As an existing and simple as these snakes can be, they have significant requirements. You must meet to make sure they are happy and healthy in their new home. Ball pythons are quite easy, guys, as long as you've got the right equipment, as we'd be going through this. I'm sure you guys can easily do it. If I can do it with all my animals, you can do it too. Everyone gets quite nervous about it. Obviously, I get quite a lot of questions through this during the week. I've got quite a few people at work as well asking me about different animals, so I've stopped work and talked to them about that. But keeping animals are quite easy, guys, and I'm sure you can do it if you want a reptile. If you're interested in other animals, and you're not too sure, just get hold of us, message us on Facebook or Instagram or whatever social media you have, and we'd be happy enough to reply to you soon as possible, guys. Ball pythons are burrow dwelling and natural reptiles, so they do not need sunlight the same way during durational species do. So a coon snake, for example, they don't. Natural light that comes through the glass of the terrarium, vivarium, is enough. You really do not need to worry about setting up a UVB for a circle of your python. Some people do stick the UVB in, but if you do not make it the same size as the enclosure. You need to remember, guys, the enclosures, the UVB, do give off heat. So where you've got the heat bulb in there or a heat mat, it's going to cause more heat in there for the reptile. So it's up to you if you do want to have a UVB. I wouldn't recommend it personally. I haven't got them because my snakes and all my animals are facing the window. They've got plenty of light coming in from the natural sun. Ball pythons, I wouldn't recommend having a heat lamp, but I would suggest having a heat mat. Reason for this is the heat lamp is giving heat from the top, and if they're in a hide, they need the warmth on their bellies. So having a heat mat is a lot more better for them. The tank or basking size should be between 29 to 34 Celsius and 85 to 93 Fahrenheit. So what I'm on about is one side of the enclosure should be nice and hot, and the other side should be on a cool side of 24 to 27 Celsius or 75 to 80 degrees Fahrenheit. Keeping a close eye on exact temperatures in your ball python's tank is crucial. Do not guess. You can easily buy the thermostats, you can buy heat guns, so much more you can buy out there, guys. Apparently some things which I'm trying to get hold of where you can control it through your phone as well. Getting a digital indoor and outdoor thermometer is a great way for monitor the terrarium temperature. Just stick the thermometer in a cage on the cool end and a probe on the hot end to cover all bases. I prefer using my heat gun because it gives you a correct temperature, guys. Do ball pythons need to heat at night? They do, but if you drop the temperature by 10%, it's okay because it's giving the natural effect of the natural for the snake. So drop from 27 at night, dropping it to and 80 Fahrenheit is acceptable. As long as it doesn't fall between 24 Celsius and 75 Fahrenheit, it's completely fine. Anything under that, then I would break it up a little bit. It's more of a winter time, or if you live in a cold climate, I would definitely check up on it quite a bit. You can have a separate heat light, so you can buy like a little red bulb to give off the heat at night, so you've got two going, so you've got a daytime and a nighttime cycle, so you've got two different ones. I don't bother, everything's on the timer here, so I don't really bother with that. Do ball pythons need belly heat? Yes, they do. I did say this not so long ago, guys. Having a heat mat is a lot more better than having a heat bulb. Do ball pythons need humidity? Yes, they do. Humidity level should be between 50 and 60%. However, it can go up to 70% for babies, as they need a higher percentage due to shedding more often. So guys, if you buy a heat gun for reptiles and that, it should have the humidity in that, and spraying it down can help as well. Dampen bedding with spray bottles if you don't know how to get humidity up. Larger water dish, cover 75% of the screen top with a towel. Or what a lot of people I've noticed do is use tin foil, and put on top of their enclosures. I don't bother because I get enough humidity in this room as it is. The room's always hot in here, so I never worry about stuff like that. My room's always in its 30s, so I'm very, very lucky in that. Do ball pythons need to go to a vet? Yes, like all pets, ball pythons need to have annual vet checks. Looking at weight, trouble shedding, acting like just for like weight loss and stuff like that. If they're having trouble eating, one of my snakes I've had for 8 months and she's only eaten once for me. So that's one thing I always keep an eye on, is their weight as well. Do ball pythons need to be misted? Generally, sparking a ball python does not need to be misted. If the humidity keeps within 60-70% range. However, if you struggle to keep the moisture level up where it's needed to be, misting might be a good idea. So I do that anyway once a week because it's quite hot in it. I like to keep it a little bit higher than normal if it drops, because halfway through the week it does drop a little bit. So I normally go in and spray down the bottom of my enclosures, because it's like everything's 2 to 3 high, so if I spray down the bottom ones it always heat rises, so quite lucky with that. Do ball pythons need exercise? Ball pythons do not need exercise, because if you've got them in the tank they can go out burrowing anyway, and warmth. Snakes muscles do not adapt, so exercise isn't crucial for their well-being. But everyone always gets them out, lets them do whatever. I keep my snakes in 4 foot by 2 foot by 2 foot enclosures, or some of my snakes are in tubs as well. There's a lot of things about this. I do prefer tanks, but I haven't got the room, so I do keep them in racking as well. There's a big thing about this in the community, but everyone's different. Ball pythons make excellent low maintenance pets for reptile owners. All skilled levels, once their new home is set up, monitoring humidity, temperature and feeding them are the only tasks you need to remember. Once you have the thermostat under control and the proper moisture levels, you are well on your way to having a happy and healthy ball python. So guys, yeah, you only need to feed your snakes at least once a week, depends on how big they are and their weight, because obviously you need scales to weigh them, once a month, something like that, and obviously they get bigger. So yeah, it's pretty simple having them. If you don't feed them once a week, it's once a fortnight, and every other snake is completely different. Like I said, Kimberly, my snake, I've had for 8 months and she's only eaten once, so sometimes snakes do get put off, but they always eat in the end. If they haven't eaten within, I'd say, 8 to 9 months and you're that worried, take them to the vet. But everything from that should be okay, guys. I do get worried sometimes, but that the animals do surprise me as well. So yeah, I wouldn't worry too much. So if you're looking for a pet snake, I would go with a ball python, but everyone's different. Everyone might want to have a Burmese, a corn snake. So if I was you guys, I would check out, have a good, before going out getting one, I would research in what you're doing and for 2-3 weeks and slowly getting all the stuff. I would make the animal itself the last one to get. So get your vivariums, get your heat mat, get your bedding, get a water dish. Make sure everything's set up before getting the animal. Make sure the thermostat's running correctly and you're good to go after that. And hopefully I will see you next time, guys. And I am off. And I will see you next week. Thank you guys for your support, listen to this podcast, and I will see you all, or hear from me, next week. Don't forget to check out all of our social medias as well. Thank you.